أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأمددناهم بفاكهة ولحم مما يشتهون يتنازعون فيها كأسا لا لغو فيها ولا تأثيم ويطوف عليهم غلمان لهم كأنهم لؤلؤ مكنون وأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتساءلون قالوا إنا كنا قبل في أهلنا مشفقين فمن الله علينا ووقانا عذاب السموم إنا كنا من قبل ندعوه إنه هو البر الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the descriptions of the ni'mat of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِّمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. And we will continuously, without any interruption, bestow upon the people of Jannah فَاكِهَة, that is fruit, وَلَحْمٍ, flesh, meat, مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, from that which they desire, whatever quantity they desire, whatever quality they desire, whatever taste they desire, all of it will be continuously granted to them. This is a world in which the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be fulfilled. Inshallah, if we fulfill the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the hereafter, whatever our desire is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it continuously without any interruption whatsoever. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ. Snatching away in it cups. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, because of the ladhat, because of the beautiful taste of the drinks of Jannah, the people of Jannah will be snatching away, taking very, very swiftly the cups of the drinks of Jannah. But here Allah says, لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ, that in these cups there will be no futile speech and there will be no indecent or sinful speech. In this world, when a person takes the cups of wine, then a person becomes intoxicated and then people begin to speak the way they do when they become intoxicated. Unnecessary speech, speech of sin, immodesty, arguing, fighting with each other, nothing of that sort will happen in Jannah. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ غِلْمَانٌ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونٌ. And the غِلْمَان, the young boys will go around them. And then Allah gives again a very brief discussion, a description of these young boys. كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونٌ, as though they are pearls that are hidden in the oyster. In other words, they will be of absolute beauty, continuously serving whom they have been assigned to serve in Jannah. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the indulgences of the people of Jannah, that some of them will face other and they will engage in speaking to each other, asking each other questions. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this gives a very brief idea of what the people of Jannah will be speaking about and their discussion. قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. They will be saying that before this, that is in the dunya, we were amongst our families, our household, مُشْفِقِينَ, being afraid and fearful of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We lived our lives in the world, and whilst we were amongst our family members, we had this one fear of what will happen in the hereafter. How would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat us? Would the decision of Allah's rahmah come upon us? Would the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab come upon us? How would hashar be? How would hisab and kitab be? What would be our situation at the scales? In which hand would we get our kitab? Whether Allah will treat us with honor, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace us, those were all the apprehensions of the people of Jannah in this world. That is the apprehension. Allah ta'ala give us these qualities that would both, with fear and also with enthusiasm, We beg and we beseech from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of the hereafter. Continuing with this speech, Allah says, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala favored us, Allah granted us, that is, Jannah, وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us from the punishment of the scorching wind. In other words, the actual blowing of heat of the fire of Jahannam. This was Allah's bestowal upon us. This is Allah's favor upon us. Inna kunna min qablu nad'u. And the truth and the reality was that certainly we used to ask before this, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, with one fear in our hearts and also the hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu huwa al-barrur rahim. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-barr. Allah is the most beneficent, ar-Rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very brief glimpse of the people of Jannah, how they would be recalling. It is normal that when a person completes an examination, one of anxiety, even in this world, we see our young ones doing it, then they would begin to speak about the panic before the exam, the concern before the exam, the effort they put to it before the exam. Lucky I studied this, lucky I spotted that. So like that, the people of Jannah also will be having discussion. It is narrated in the seerah of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that one night when he was performing his tahajjud salat, and he came to these words, قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. Then Imam Saab repeated this ayah several times, and the whole night went in crying, because obviously at that time he thought about a duty and responsibility that we have in this world, is to continue to beg and beseech from Allah and continuously strive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك ونتوب